actually am going to be running solo for the show. I hope no one minds that. I'm just going to go over briefly a few little things as well. Hope everyone had enjoyed their week off last week. Now it's all back to work and business. Some of the topics that we talked about in the past, I'll go over a few of those today. For those of you that have not been listening to the show, I was going to have someone stop in here later on today, but I'll see if they're still going to make it. Hopefully they'll make it in time before the show ends. Okay, right now the time is about 1:15, and we're going to get the show started. Some of the topics that I have, I just want to go over the contact officers again for a lot of you out there that may not be familiar with the contact officers that are located on the campuses. The campus is divided up, Greenwich, Enfield, Prescott, Merrill Dakin, and we have contact officers that are located in those areas. Basically for your, you know, if you have any questions or concerns, these officers are there to help you out, answer any questions and help you solve any problems and things that's going on. Anything that you want to report, you can talk to them. They're there for you. We're hoping that this program works pretty well, and this is pretty much a standard program that you see in most law enforcement agencies, even in towns and cities. You have satellite locations and officers in different areas that can help work out problems and that people can go up to if they have any concerns. So that's pretty much what these officers are there for. If you have any type of events going on or maybe social gatherings in your area, you know, just reach out to your contact officer, send them an email, have them checking in with the house directors as well. Maybe you can invite them in so you can get to know some people. Answer any questions. You know, they want to be a part of the community and get to know everyone and just be out there. Again, our role is not to police the campus, but we just want to make sure you're safe and also make sure that you know exactly who the officers are that are patrolling your campuses, because everyone should know their law enforcement agency. No matter where you live, you should know. Also, my office is available at any time as well. My name is Earl Brown, and I'm the community outreach coordinator for the department. And pretty much I just arrange a lot of the outreach activities and some of the crime prevention programs that we do on campus. At any time, you can stop up at my office and see me. I'm there every once in a while. I kind of move around quite a bit, but you can send me an email, and I'll just make sure I'm at the office to meet with you, or I can communicate with you through email, whichever you prefer. If you have any questions or concerns, something going on you want me to look into or follow up with, I'm a resource as well you can reach out to, and I'm there to help you. So just feel free anytime to send me an email. I usually work late. I know a lot of students are up late, you know, studying and doing your work. And I'm pretty much up sometimes till 10, 11 o'clock, and I'm doing the same thing. So don't be surprised if you send me an email at 11:30. You might get a reply back. I'm always working. So, you know, I enjoy what I do. Also, we have a lot of events going on at the other campuses as well. So we kind of move around a bit doing some things, just reaching out to the community. So we like to inform everyone of those things as well. And I'll give you another update on that. I know I talked about it on the last show, and I know one of the things is coming up soon, so I'll bring it up again for those of you that didn't catch that. We're going to have a meet and greet that's going to be in the dining commons. You're going to have the chief of the public safety department, Bob Smith. He's going to be there. Associate director, Ray Labar. I know a lot of you know who Ray is around campus. He's going to be present. It's going to be in the dining commons, and it's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's going to be tomorrow, actually. It's going to be tomorrow from 5 to 7. As soon as you come in the main doors, right by the counter, there's going to be a table set up, and you should see the chief and Ray. They'll be sitting over there at the table. So, you know, just please stop by and say hello. The purpose of the meet and greets is so that we're always visible. If anyone has any questions, again, you know, it's one thing when you if you look in a lot of towns and cities, a lot of you that come from, if you look at your police department, sometimes you never get to see who the director or the chief is of these departments if you live in a large city. And the case is when you have a complaint or a problem, you call a department, and usually they give you a desk sergeant or someone in, that's in charge that you can speak with. So every once in a while, what we like to do, especially in campus law enforcement, is to make sure that the chief and the ADs are pretty much out there from time to time so you can see them. So when you see them around campus, you know who these people are. You know, because you, like I said, you know, you should know who these people are. If you have any concerns or complaints or something that you, you know, you want to talk about, you should know who you can go to, just as well as you go to the deeds offices and the house directors and maybe the interns, anyone else on campus. You should know who these people are as well. So from time to time, you'll see them set up at a table in different areas, and they're just going to be there for a couple hours and just to socialize, just to say hello and, you know, to meet people, and because they want to meet everyone as well, you know. They like to get to know the students and the faculty and staff, and, you know, they like to have pretty much like a social gathering with everyone. So we'll put them out in areas where there's a lot of traffic, a lot of foot traffic, and they can see a lot of people as they're walking by and communicate and say hello and answer any questions, you know. It's a good time for that. So you will see them from time to time. I'll be scheduling different ones. I also schedule the meet and greets for Mount Holyoke College and Smith College as well. And I know many of you, you know, you go from campus to campus. You have friends at the different campuses. And so if you happen to be there, you know, you can stop in as well. The good thing about this collaboration is that you have one campus police department for three different campuses. So at any time you're moving about campus, you'll see a familiar face. So, you know, I think that's good. Okay. I'm just going to take a short break and I'll come back. And I'm going to go over a few more things with you. I just want to touch base with everyone since you're coming back and you're getting back into work mode again. I know all you Div 3s out there working hard, putting all your assignments together. So it's crunch time. So I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking, so I want to give you a little bit of music to listen to if you listen to the show, which I hope you are. At the same time, give you a little information. Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh, now don't you worry, we'll all float on, all right, already.
Y'all I did some things, but that's the old me. Now you wanna keep me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, I got homies in the end. Still so lonely.
Okay, welcome back to the program. One thing I wanna go over is some of the parking issues that we have on campus. I know a lot of the spaces seem to get taken up. There's a lot of a lot of cars out here, and all the students are back, so parking lots are limited at this time. I just want to go over. I know we had Joanne Martin. She joined the program probably about 3 weeks ago, and she had a lot of information for everyone in regards to parking. Who to go to if you have any issues, if you have any tickets you want to appeal, etc., those type of things. I'm just going to briefly go over that again because, you know, just walking around campus, I noticed that, you know, it's a lot of vehicles out here. And like I said, parking spaces are limited. So just briefly, pretty much if you have guests that come on campus, you know, for guest parking, you know, you have to have a guest parking pass for all extended guests on campus. And they're available at the parking office. Just have them. Just go in with your guests. Make sure you have your license number and pretty much your registration plate number so you can get a guest parking pass. And pretty much you're going to park. Pretty much they'll let you know exactly in there, exactly where you can park your vehicle at that time. You take that guest pass and you'll put it inside of your windshield. Okay, that's so you won't get any parking tickets. So that's very important. If you have guests that come on campus, they're going to be here for a day. They're probably going to be here for a couple days. Make sure they stop in and pick up a guest parking pass. For the students, that you have your decals that put on your vehicle. They should be placed in the rear driver's side window. Guest passes should be placed in the dashboard of the vehicle. So rear driver's side window for the decal placement. And guest parking passes in the windshield. Another thing that's very important is we do have a tow policy here with our department, and vehicles that have received four or more parking violations are subject to being towed, as are the vehicles that are found parked in tow areas. Okay, so you have pretty much over in Enfield, you have the fire lane. That's a tow area. Okay, so for those of you that park your cars and you run in and you don't come back for a half an hour, you know, I wouldn't suggest doing that. You know, if we have a fire, the fire department has to come. They have to get right into that area, and they need to get their fire apparatus in position. And if you have vehicles parked there, they cannot get in there, and that makes them very upset. What happens is we have to make sure that we tow these vehicles out of there. So you may find your car receiving parking tickets if it's been there for a while. And I do want to say that, you know, most times when officers find these vehicles parked in the area, they're not instantly coming over to issue a parking ticket. It's only after they notice the vehicle has been parked there for maybe a good 20 minutes. That's when the officer is pretty much going to probably come back over there and issue a parking ticket to that vehicle. Usually we issue a parking ticket rather than just tow it right away. But if it's there for an extended period of time, then pretty much we're going to have to get it out of there, okay? Because we never know. There has been times when we had fire alarms and the fire trucks had to come. And I've seen two vehicles parked over there, and that was a problem. And, you know, it's a safety issue when they can't get in position if they have to actually put out a fire. So just make sure you don't leave your cars over there for an extended period of time. If you have to bring in something, put your flashes on, probably try to limit it to maybe 5-10 minutes and hurry up and just get your car out of there. Take your stuff out, move your car. Don't leave it there because, you know, no one wants to receive parking tickets, okay? So just keep that in mind. Four more parking violations, your vehicle will be put on a tow list, and if it's found in violation again, it is subject to being towed. That means you may be issued another parking ticket, and a tow truck will be called to tow the vehicle away. And again, that's something that we don't want to do, but we want to put that information out there as much as possible so we can try to avoid a lot of the unnecessary tickets. But understand that, you know, we do have a job to do, and we do have to issue these tickets at time because, you know, parking is an issue on campus. So we have to make sure we follow through with that. Also, for all of the parking areas on campus, areas that are for faculty, staff, that is not for student parking. So if we find a student's vehicle parked in these areas, they will receive a ticket. It's for faculty, staff only. Okay, so make sure you don't park in any areas like that. Service vehicle areas, they're not for students to be parking in, or faculty, staff. It's for service vehicles. So make sure you don't. Each location has a parking area for the house staff, okay? And they have their own parking spots. Please do not park your vehicle in that spot. That is for the house directors, okay? It is only for them. It's not for faculty, staff, or any students, or public safety, or facilities, or anyone. It's only for the house staff. So if we find vehicles parked in those areas and they don't belong, belong there, they will receive a ticket as well. So please be mindful of the signs in the areas so that you don't park where you're not supposed to be and receive a ticket. That also goes for handicapped parking spaces. I've seen that in the past. You know, it's the closest spot. Someone wants to unload some things and they park right in a handicap. Well, we don't want to do that, okay? That is a $200, I believe it's a $200 fine. Actually, it's a $100 fine for that. So I encourage everyone, do not park in a handicap space. I mean, if someone comes in and they need that space and you park there, I mean, it speaks for itself. Let's not park in those areas. Toll zones, handicap places, don't park there. You will receive a ticket. Handicap is $100, so let's please avoid these places and leave them for the vehicles that need them, okay? So I just want to bring that back up. Hopefully we can avoid some of the citations that are coming in, and I understand that no one wants to receive a parking citation. Believe me, I've received some just in other places that I visited, and I'm not happy about receiving a parking ticket, but I make sure I try to be mindful and not park where I'm not supposed to be. So, and I just want to make sure everyone here does the same thing so we can avoid that. Just to go over a few things, some crime prevention tips. One thing that happens is, there's a lot of things that's going on all the time. And even now, you see a lot of students going on about their way, heading to classes, rushing to class. They're busy, headphones on. You know, what our job is to make sure that you are aware of your surroundings. Because I know when you're busy, you know, you have a lot of things going on, and you feel safe on campus. And I hope a lot of you do. But that's why we're on patrol and we're here to make sure that you're safe. And we look out for different things that we notice that can help keep you safe. So one thing I like to say is as far as the bicycles on campus, you know, we have the bike larcenies. Someone uses someone's bike and ride it to another location and leave it without permission. They just take the bike. I encourage everyone to lock up your bicycles. The best lock for that is a U-lock. Those are very durable locks with the key. Just lock it. Try not to lock the frame to the rear wheel. Usually if a thief is going to take it, he'll just pick up the whole bike. If you can lock it to a stationary object, that'll be even better. But make sure you lock up your bike. If you can, engrave your items, laptops, bicycles, anything that you have, some type of property of value that you don't want to be stolen. A lot of these things, they wind up being picked up. We call those, crimes of opportunity, because it's easy for someone to walk by and pick up a laptop and toss it in a bag and keep on going, and you never even know it was gone until you get back, you know? So if you can engrave your items, and, you know, it helps us identify it. So if you happen to see, you're on campus somewhere and you see someone using a laptop and yours was stolen and it looks exactly like yours, we don't encourage you to approach anyone. You can notify our department. We'll send an officer over, give us a description of it. We should already have a police report. Any information, if you've had your item engraved, we should have that information of what you engraved on the item and where. So we can go over and speak with the person and then just take a look at the item. And If it happens to have your engravings on it, it's your item. Not only will you get your laptop back or any other item, but we also have the person that stole it. So it kind of works out for you that you get your item back. Hopefully it's not damaged, and we also get the thief that took it. So that's why I encourage everyone, if you can, whenever we have the engraving events, just stop by, and it only takes a few moments. An officer will be right there to guide you, and you can engrave your items. It's really good. If you set down your purse or your backpack, just know where it is at all times. You know, try not to leave your items unattended. You know, like I said, I know a lot of us, you know, you feel safe on campus and you feel like there's no thieves here and you know everyone. But, you know, we have a lot of visitors that come to campus, a lot of guests, people that just come here. Maybe they're walking their dogs or just hanging out, you know. We don't know who everyone is, so we don't know who a thief is either, unless someone has stole from you and you know that. But other than that, we can't tell who a thief is. So let's just try to safeguard our items and just be a little bit more aware of the things that we leave around. Okay. Okay, I don't want to bore you too much with any information, but I think it's real good information that just to keep reminding everyone of. Because, you know, the larcenies happen at any given time. And pretty much it's getting toward the end of the year now, you know, and everyone's winding down and going to be getting ready to graduate and head home. And right now we want to make sure that the items that you want to keep, you take them home with you. They don't become missing. So I want to pass this information on to you. Okay. So we're going to take another short break, let you listen to some music, and then I'll get right back to you.
From all of the
Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm just going to go over a little bit of car safety for you. And I just want to touch on a couple of things. And then I'm probably going to be letting you know about a few more meet and greets that we have, some other events that we have going on. Keep you informed with that so you know. And hopefully you stop by. Yeah. It'll be nice to see you if you happen to be on one of the other campuses and you stop in. There's going to be a lot more things going on for Hampshire. When you come back in September, we have a lot of good things planned for you with the department, you know, reaching out. We want you to build these relationships and make sure that we all have a good working relationship on campus, working together to keep the campus safe. I want to touch base on car safety. Everyone, you know, pretty much a lot of students here have vehicles. And we want you to just keep your things out of plain view in your cars, any type of valuables, GPS, take them down, Walkmans, iPods, anything like that. Don't leave them on the seats where people can see. A lot of thieves, they just pretty much walk the parking lots, take a look inside. They see something of value and they want it. What they do is they use a smash and grab technique, and it only takes a matter of minutes. Usually within 3-4 minutes, they can be out of there. You know, they smash a window, reach in, grab the items, and they keep on going. We don't want that to happen to you, so just keep your items out of plain view. And remember, a thief is just looking for something of value that they can take. If they don't see anything, they keep right on moving, so just keep that stuff away. Laptops, purses, things like that, you don't want to leave it out in the open. Cell phones, you don't want to have that stuff left out as well. Try to park in well-lit areas. Make sure you lock all your doors. If you're out and about, you don't recognize someone, you know, make sure you lock all your doors. If you're speaking to someone, you know, don't roll your window all the way down. You know, let's be, safety awareness. That's what we want to do. Just be aware. If you're not sure of someone, you want to make sure you take certain precautions until you feel comfortable. Okay. Make sure you have your keys in your hand when you return to your vehicle. That's important, you know, so you can just put them right in, hop inside your car. One good thing I like with most of the modern cars, you hit the button and unlock the doors so you can look in the back seat. I think that's something that we all should do. Take a peek in there, you know. I don't want to have you overly cautious, but, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. We live in a rough world out here, so I want to make sure that I pass on information that everyone can just think about safety. And even when you're busy, we're going to be here to make sure that we help you and pass that information along. And that's what these contact officers are there for, to make sure you're safe. So that's very important. Just to touch on some of the events going on, we got an engraving event. That's going to be happening at Mount Holyoke College. It's going to be in Blanchard, room 108. It should be on the first floor when you go in, and that's going to be on the 29th. One of the officers is going to be there to assist anyone that has items that they want to engrave. Again, I know we've had two engraving events here at Hampshire, and it went really well. And the reason that we encourage people to do that, again, is it helps us identify your items. There's a lot of things that we do. If someone brings a bike, say, to a pawn shop, or bring a laptop to a pawn shop and they're trying to get rid of it, you know, our detectives, we follow up with these different things, and we go take a look at the pawn shops from time to time to see if they have any items, especially when we have all these police reports. And if we happen to find an item that fits a description, and if it has an engraving on it, that's even a bonus for us as well. Serial number engravings. That's why the serial numbers are very important. So for all of you that have not written down any of your numbers from your laptops, I encourage you to do so. Just write it down somewhere where you keep your passwords or whatever. So if your item happens to be stolen and you come and you do a police report with us, one of the things that we need is your serial number for your laptop. So if you can have that for us, that'd be great. It means a lot to us and helps us track down your items. One thing about these laptops is, you know, sometimes we're very successful in retrieving these items, but there's other times that we're not. So that's why we encourage everyone to make sure you safeguard your items. We do have the laptop security cables. Every once in a while, we have the tables. I'll do some type of raffle, and I like to have those cables out there. Those cables are good because you can secure your laptop to a stationary object, and so you can go to the restroom or go down the hall, and if someone's really going to take your laptop, they're going to have to work at it, and usually if they're going to do all that, someone's going to see them, so, and they're not going to take the time. A thief is not going to take time to take something that he has to put a lot of work into getting, and increases his chances of being caught or seen, so pretty much you'll keep moving on. So don't leave your items around. I will say that, you know, just walking around in the library quite a bit, I've noticed a lot of laptops and iPods charging in them, and there's no one around, and we don't want to see that. So please safeguard your items. We will have officers that they may drop a card on top of your item just to remind you to safeguard your items if they happen to see something that's left unattended. That's a lot of money that you leave unattended, and I know a lot of you have you go to iTunes and you have all your songs and you have everything inside your laptops or your iPod. And, you know, these things cost a lot of money, especially if you have like maybe 2,000-3,000 songs in there. So just think about all the money you spent to gather up all these songs, plus the item and your laptop, and imagine those things being taken away from you. All your work and everything else that you have saved in there, you know, I can't imagine that. I mean, if I lose a flash drive and misplace it, you know, I'm all over the place trying to hunt it down because I know I have a lot of things on there. So I wouldn't even imagine, you know, losing a laptop or an iPod like that. So make sure you safeguard those items. We're going to be having on this talk program here on the 30th of the month, our detective Kevin Fournier is going to be on. He's going to do the whole show. He's going to talk about the process of dealing with sexual assaults. He's going to go through that whole process for you. And we're going to open up the phone lines for that show. So if anyone has any questions for Kevin, we encourage everyone to just call in and he can answer questions. He's going to talk about the harassment law and give you some information on the harassment orders as well. A lot of valuable information will be given on the show. There's flyers posted up in different areas. Just to remind everyone, if you have the time, you can tune into the show and tell your friends to tune in. There's a lot of information there. So he's going to be on the show for an hour, and he's going to cover that topic for you. We have told everyone in the past that we also, our department offers RAD here. Marion Taylor, they do an excellent job with the RAD program here, and we'll assist them in any which way possible if they need it. And we know that we can call on them as well to assist us with ours. Mount Holyoke has a very large program with the RAD over there. Associate Director Barbara Rickey, she runs that program, and it's a very successful program. Usually there's a long waiting list for students trying to get on that. So there's always a couple classes a week usually. We just now started up the RAD program at Smith College. And I'm one of the instructors, and Detective Jennifer Galvin is the other instructor that assists me over at Smith College. This will be our second class that we're going to be starting tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. And the first class was very successful. It's been a while since Smith College had rape aggression defense classes over there. So, you know, it was an honor for us to be able to offer that to them again. I didn't think I was going to get anyone that was going to join the class toward the end of the year like this and spring break. But we've been successful, and a lot of students have contacted us. So we're going to be starting a class tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So if you know anyone, you have any friends over at Smith College, and they're interested in taking the RAD class for women, please give them a call. Let them know. The class starts tomorrow. They can send me an email. I'll check my email up until 3 o'clock. If they still want to come in and join, they're more than welcome. The more the merrier. They can send an email to my Hampshire email address. That's fine. EMB, capital PS, at Hampshire. Just have them send me an email saying they want to register for a class. I'll include them on the list, give them the directions and the location, and they can come down and join the class. Again, the RAD class is a very good class. It increases your awareness. I encourage everyone to take it that, anyone can take it that can. A lot of the officers that teach this class, we really believe in it. A lot of law enforcement agencies pretty much around this area and in other areas believe in this program. And a lot of officers will teach this class, usually sometimes on their own time. They come out and we help each other out just to make sure that we give a good program for everyone and they take something away from it. It increases your chances of being able to escape an assault. And we want everyone to be safe. I know sometimes it's tough to know that we live in a world where we have to worry about self-defense in order to keep ourselves safe, but this is the world we live in. And even if you never have to use these techniques, that's good. I hope no one ever has to use these techniques, but we like to offer it and have people prepared and have this training just in case, you know. Like I said, it's better to be safe than sorry sometimes, you know. So we want to make sure everyone is aware. So we live by this training. It's a very excellent training. It's one of the best trainings that I've ever taken, and it's pretty much an honor for me to be able to give this training back to the community, to people who would like it. So I enjoy doing it, and no matter how busy my schedule is, I try to make sure that I can get in there and help out when it comes to this type of training. Or anything else for that matter, dealing with the community. So that's what we're here for. I'd like to say thank you to everyone for listening to the Public Safety Talk Radio show. You know, it's been pretty much an honor for me to even be here to have this show. I thank everyone that's involved with Yurt Radio, all of the members, John Bruner, John Gunther, that put all this together, make this happen. It's a great program. I'm happy that Public Safety was offered a space in here to come in here and do a show. When I first went to John with the idea, you know, he was very supportive. I spoke with a few students. They were very supportive. So that made me feel good, you know, to have this type of idea and have some support from other people that would be probably listening to the show and give us the opportunity to come in here. It was something just a little bit different that we wanted to try, to reach out to the campus community and get that information out there. If there's any other student groups that like to participate, come on the show with us. You're more than welcome. If you have some information, some things going on, and you want to sit down here and share the seat with me, I'll be more than happy to have you here. So I encourage anyone, just send me an email, stop by the office. I have a dry erase board on my door. You want to leave me a message or you want to meet with me at a certain time, just leave a time on there and I'll make sure I'm there at that time to meet with you. That's what we're here for. So I look forward to it. Just let me know anything that we can do for you, any questions or concerns that you have, things that you want explained to you, if you have anything with policy or law that you want some more clarification, just make sure, just stop by and see me. I'm a resource for that, as well as any other officer within our department, you know. Wave them down. You see the cruiser go by, yell at them. Wave them down. They'll stop and talk to you, answer any questions. Remember, that's what we're here for. It's very important that you remember that we're not here to police you, no matter how many cruisers you see on patrol and we're moving around. We're not policing you. We're making sure that you're safe, because there's a lot of things that go on that we're unaware of and maybe you're unaware of as well. And remember that the campus is not enclosed in a bubble, so anyone can come on this campus at any given time. That's why it's very important that we make sure that we're moving around, that we're seen, that people know that we're out here. Pretty much a criminal, you know, the places that they want to target is where there's no police.
You know, if there's no police, there's nothing going on, they can go over here and do whatever they want. They get uncomfortable when they know that there's police in the area. Okay, so if you're trying to break into someone's car, you're trying to steal, they don't want to be seen. So it makes them feel uncomfortable when they leave. So we want the criminals, the people that are up to no good, to feel uncomfortable and leave. That's how we keep our community safe, okay? And also with everyone reporting things to us. If you see something that's out of place, that suspicious, you know, what is suspicious? Give us that information. What what was suspicious that this person did? You know, give us a description of the person. Let us know what's going on, because that helps us when we come on scene, because we're not, you, there may not be a cruiser in the area at the time. So any information that you give us is very important. Descriptions are very important, because if we don't have a description and someone, say, did break into a car, smash and grab, and they're leaving, you know, that person can drive right past us as we're reporting over to the location. Okay, so that's why it's important. If you say it was a red car, the person was wearing an orange shirt, he jumped into a red car, you couldn't see the license plate number. As we're rushing over to that area and we happen to see a red car coming at us, okay, we can make sure we have one of our officers investigate that car to make sure. Otherwise, this person's going to get away. Okay, so that's why descriptions are important. You know, clothing, things like that. So we really encourage that a lot, because, you know, if someone just took your laptop and they have a black backpack and they have yellow sneakers on, you know, that's important to us, because we might just walk right past someone with a black backpack and yellow sneakers, and they might just walk right past us, hop in a car, and leave campus. And you know what? By the time I get there and we get further information when we're talking to you, you may tell us that, and I might sit there and say, you know what, I just passed someone about 5 minutes ago like that, and now that person could be gone. So we don't want that to happen. We want to get your items back. So if you have that type of information, just make sure you share it with the dispatcher and let them know. They will communicate that directly to the officer so we can get right on top of it, because that information is extremely helpful with that. For the most part, I think everyone's been doing a pretty good job with that type of information, and we like to make sure that we keep communicating that so that everyone continues to give us the information that we need so we can do a better job and hopefully apprehend the people, the suspects, the thieves that are taking the items on campus. Okay. With that being said, it was a pleasure doing the show with you all, and thank you for listening, and please tune in for March 30th for Detective Kevin Fournier. He will be here on the show joining us, and it'll be a good show. Lots of information. Telephone lines will be opened up for any questions that you have for Kevin. If you to answer something in regards to the topic, we encourage everyone to tune in and listen. Thank you for joining. Have a good day. Generation.
vacation. A teenage bride with a baby inside, getting high on information. And buy me a star on the boulevard, it's Californication. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. And Cobain, can you hear the spheres singing songs off station to station? And Eldorado's not far away, it's Californication. Born and raised by those who praise control of population. Everybody's been there and I don't need no vacation. Firstborn unicorn. Earthquakes out to a girl's guitar, they're just another good vibration.